The Haines State Forest's Baby Brown Timber Sale is back out to bid. And visitor information specialist Wendy Anderson discusses how Skagway will move forward following the news that Canada has extended its cruise ban. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources is hoping to sell timber on 1,000 acres of land in the Haines State Forest. On Tuesday, DNR's Division of Forestry announced it is once again accepting bids for the Baby Brown timber sale. The land lies 37 miles north of Haines on the south side of the Klehini River between the Porcupine and Jarvis Creeks. The timber available is an estimated 23.1 million board feet of spruce and hemlock. The Division of Forestry originally put the Baby Brown sale out to bid 5 years ago. Oregon-based Astoria Forest Products offered $270,000 for it. The state canceled the sale in 2017 after Lynn Canal Conservation successfully appealed the land use plan, arguing that it was incomplete. Since then, state foresters conducted more analysis on the ground to complete the land use plan. The harvest plan for the sale combines clear-cutting with selective harvest. The Canadian government announced a ban on cruise ships in Canadian waters until next February. That effectively ends the 2021 cruise ship season in Alaska. KHNS's Claire Strempel caught up with visitor information specialist Wendy Anderson to hear how Skagway's visitor department will move forward.
Well, we're coming up with new creative ideas. We're kind of reinventing ourselves over here in Skagway.
Could you tell me a little bit about what the season is going to look like and how the visitor department is navigating those changes?
The main thing we know these days is just that there are a whole lot of unknowns when it comes to what's going to face us in the coming year. We've been communicating with cruise lines and with various government organizations, and so the announcement that came out of Canada, while very disheartening news, was not hugely surprising. So our mayor has been working with the department and with our advisory board to come up with some alternative ideas and projects to get people up here to Skagway in the coming season to keep our economy going so that when cruise ships do return in 2022, we'll still be here.
To your point there, how is the department assisting businesses?
We've done a few different things in the past year. We've started a Skagway business hours list that we post in the. We started it actually back in 2019 for a wintertime project so that when winter visitors came, they'd know what's open. Well, with all of the changes that have happened in the last year, we've continued that and we probably will until at least the 2022 season. So business owners have the opportunity to. Have their presence on our Facebook page. We have a list of all the businesses that are open with their contact information if they have emails or if they have, some of them have online shops. So those links can be listed there just so that people know that there are businesses that are operating in our community. I think there's this perception often that, oh, Skagway closes down if there's not ships in town. Well, we do have a strong year-round community. And they are here to serve people when they come over. So that list is available on our Facebook page. It's pinned to the top, and then we also post it in the window of the AB Hall, so if we have visitors going by, they can easily see what's going on. So other things we do for our business community is we publish a regular newsletter, which features business news and information for our community. We list cooperative marketing deadlines and moving into this next year, I think we're going to be focusing a lot on events, on special project weekends to get regional visitors up here. And so those are going to be really important for our Skagway businesses. So if they're creating packages with other businesses, they can let us know when what they're doing, and so we can help promote their endeavors.
This last week, the visitor department finalized a business survey. Could you tell me a little bit more about that survey and what's going to come of those learnings?
Yeah. So our most recent project is the 2021 Skagway Business Operations Survey. On February 3rd, we sent out a short survey to Skagway's business owners, asking their thoughts and their plans for the coming year. The intent of the survey is to provide our department with operational information from our business community so that our staff and our board members can better plan for the 2021 season. If we're going to effectively market for independent travelers, you know, we have to know what's going to be available for them for this summer. What will Skagway look like for guests? So the survey was sent out to businesses who provided an email on their 2020 business license application, and those business operators that directly sent us their emails. That survey is going to be open until Monday, February 15th. It is directed just towards the business community, but residential community members will have a chance to provide input at our town hall meeting that we're going to be holding on February 10th, and at our monthly board meetings and our work sessions. So we all have a lot of work ahead of us to get to the 2022 season, so the more input we get from our business community and our residents, the better prepared we're going to be successful.
Thank you so much, Wendy. And do you have anything else to add?
Well, I think the most important thing any business owner or resident can do right now is attend that February 10th presentation and town meeting. It's your opportunity to help shape Skagway's future.
That was Skagway Visitor Department's Wendy Anderson in conversation with Claire Strempel. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.